Okay. There we go. See, I didn't think it sounded right, but I was going to let it go. Because I got a big mouth. People can usually hear me. It's not a... Volume is never usually a problem with me. I actually went through some depression earlier this year, and it's wrong. It's not right, but man, you know what? Sometimes you just like to wallow in that, oh, poor, pitiful me, and you want a pity party. And you know what? You gotta get yourself out of that. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Amen. Because once he starts stealing your joy, he starts stealing everything else. He can take, you got to recognize where your joy comes from and what your joy is doing. And, you know, right after joy comes fear, the loss of joy, then you start getting afraid. And I just put in fear not. And in Bible Gateway, there was 170 results. You think God's trying to tell us something? Don't be afraid. Be happy. The joy, man, the word joy is in the Bible a whole lot. 68 times in the New Testament. You know? But the devil wants to steal your joy. So let's look real quick at 2 Corinthians 2:11. Lest Satan should get an advantage for us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. In other words, look, if we're studying the word, we're going to find out what the devil's strategy is. How many know that when an army's going to war, they have an entire intelligence division trying to figure out what the enemy's doing so they can stop them? Right? Hey, it's in God's word. He's telling you what the devil's going to do and the ways he's going to use to come against you. John 10:10 says what? He is here to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He wants you dead. He wants you sick. He wants you impoverished. Guess what? If you don't have any money, guess what you can't do? You can't give into the preaching of the gospel. The gospel, good news. The almost, that is a Greek word. It's not an English word. It means the almost too good to be true news. Okay? You can't get the word of God out without money. It costs money to run the lights. It costs money to breathe. It costs money to pay the rent. There's a lot of money involved. And the word of God preaching, to preach the word of God, you got to have money. And so, if you're impoverished, you can't give. So what does he want to do? He wants to steal your money. If you're sick, you can't speak. What does he want to do? He wants to steal your health. I woke up yesterday morning. I had my throat hurt. It really hurt when I woke up. I remember walking out into the kitchen to get the coffee maker going because I'm an addict. I confess. I walked into the kitchen to get the coffee maker going. And the first thought that came to my mind was, well, you're going to lose your voice and you're not going to be able to speak tomorrow. I'm like, shut up, devil. Huh? Don't you lie to me. This is not me. I am healed. I walk in divine health. You're not stealing from me. Get out of here. 5 minutes, I felt fine. Why? Because I had an expectation. I was expecting to feel fine. I was expecting not to have any sore throat problems. Okay? I had my hope and my expectation out there because I understand, I know where the devil's coming in at, and I'm not going to let him in. He's not going to steal from me. Mark 4:15, oh, we all know this one, right? Jesus is explaining his illustration that he gave to everybody. And these are they which, by the way, where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their heart. He doesn't want you to remember anything that we hear today. He doesn't want you to put it into work in your life. He does not want you to be successful. He wants you poor, sick, disabled, and you remember the old political correctness? What do we call it today? It's not political, it's gender equity, not, no, that's diversity. Diversity. You know, You know what that is? Shut up, you people on the right wing. You're not allowed to talk. That, you know, they don't. That's what the devil wants, is he wants every one of us to just shut up and get out of the way. If he's not fighting against you, guess what? You're probably going the same direction. It's always easy to go downstream. Let's look at an example of this. Life was good in Eden, but in Genesis 3, 1 through 5, where did he start out? He started out lying. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Is that what God said? No, it's not what God said. He's twisting. It's close, but he's twisting that scripture. And that's what he loves to do. He will come at you with scripture twisted. Twisted scripture. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Is that what he said?
No.
It's not what he said. He's already got her mixed up. He's got, oh, he said die. Well, yeah, isn't that what he said? It sounds so close. Yeah, that must be it. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. Spiritually, yes. That's where death came. Spiritual death came right here. Because she believed the lie. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. They had everything. There was nothing that they were missing, and he lied and convinced her, you're missing something. You don't have everything. There's something more that you can get. It was a lie. He is the deceiver. He's the father of lies. When you hear something that makes you sad, the devil's trying to steal your joy.
That's right.
It all begins in the thought life. Yeah, amen. That is right where it starts. Psalm 119, 130, God's word brings light. The entrance of thy words gives light, and it gives understanding unto the simple. I qualify. I'm simple. I am not a very complicated person. God's word gives light to the simple. It gives understanding. You know what? Once it gives light, you are enlightened. Right? We all, oh, we need to be an enlightened society. Hey, the enlightenment comes from this word. Okay? That's where the enlightenment comes from. Not from diversity. I'm sorry, I get real mad at that because I get so sick of hearing about it at work. And Hebrews 10:32, after illumination, affliction came. Let's look at that real quick. But call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. Oh, you know God's word now? I'm going to steal it. This is what the devil's saying. Remember 2 weeks ago when we talked about where you put your butt? Here we go, verse 34. For you had compassion of me and my bonds and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods. What does spoiling of your goods mean? Hey, they were taking your good stuff from you. They were stealing your stuff, right? You took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Confidence in what? In the word of God. They're like, hey, you take this stuff, you're going to have to pay me 7 times. Okay? I'm going to get too expensive for the devil to mess with. You're going to steal my stuff? Hey, you're the thief, you're found, you owe me 7 times. Because that's what God's word promises. Cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward, For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. What's the will of God? For you to believe. Jesus said, this is the work, right? We talked about that before. This is the work of God, to believe him whom God sent, to believe Jesus, to believe the word. And if we're really believing this word, if we are really and truly believing what this word says, guess what? We're going to have joy. God wants you prosperous. Does being prosperous make you sad? God wants you healthy. Does being healthy make you? How many of you like to be happy? Is there anybody in this room who likes to be happy? It beats being sad, all hollow. It really does. But the devil doesn't want you happy. He wants to steal your joy. Don't let him. When those sad thoughts are coming at you, say, no, I'm not going there. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. The blood that gives me all the promises. The blood that gives me the right to be healed. The blood that gives me the right to be prosperous and have an abundance for every good work. Right? The blood gives me the right. It's mine. Don't, you're not taking it from me. Let's look at John 17:13. And now I come to thee. So what's Jesus? This is in the Garden of Gethsemane, and Jesus is praying. This is the last thing he's going to do before he leaves the planet. Let me tell you, pay attention to these words. This is important. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. He wants you to have joy. I've given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So where's that joy coming from? My joy in themselves, I have given them thy word. Joy comes from the word of God. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil. Where does the lack of joy come from? Evil. How many of you know if there's something evil happening to you, it does not make you happy? They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. It may be a truth that your checkbook is empty. It may be a truth that the doctor has diagnosed you with cancer. It may be a truth that politicians are lying to you. But the truth is I am healed by the stripes on Jesus' back. The truth is I have an abundance for every good work. The truth is when I sow, I reap 30, 60, and 100 fold. The truth is when I'm tithing, God's protecting my harvest. Amen. That's the truth. His word is truth. Sanctify them in the truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have sent them into the world. Guess what? Sent. If God sends you, you're an apostle. Don't think that's something special that applies to a small group of people. The word apostle is not an English word. It is a Greek word. It means one who is sent. If God sends you somewhere, you're an apostle. Everything in that word of God applies to you. It belongs to you. It's your right. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself that they also might be sanctified through the truth. What's the truth? Thy word is truth, right? Don't forget that. Neither pray I for these alone, but for you and me. He is praying for us right here. I pray for them also which shall believe on me through their word. If we weren't reading the Bible, we wouldn't believe. What's the Bible? It is the writings of Paul, of Peter, of John. We are believing through their word. So Jesus is praying for us right here. Jesus, he's praying for you. Right here. And you think he's not praying for you every day? He loves you. He is so aware of everything going on in your life. He knows the tragedies that are trying to come at you. He knows. And he wants you to have faith and believe him. And if you believe him, you're going to have joy. And if you refuse to allow unbelief in, and that's hard to do in this world, the devil can't steal your joy. Because the lack of joy comes through unbelief. That's really where it's coming from. Now let's look at some of this stuff. Romans 14, 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So what does he want you to have? The kingdom. What is a kingdom? It is a method of government. That's what a kingdom is. It's a method of government. God's government, his kingdom, his method is that you have joy. He wants you to have joy. Righteousness, we are made righteousness by the blood of Jesus, right? Peace. How many of you know turmoil? Again, I've had some nights where stuff about work has just come hammering me in the middle of the night, waking me up, and those thoughts are rolling over and over and over in my head. And I'm like, shut up, devil. I'm going to start singing some worship songs. And I shut those thoughts out. I start singing worship songs. I start quoting scripture to myself just quietly in bed because I don't want to wake Beth up. And you get back to sleep fast because the last thing the devil wants is for you to be speaking the word at night, getting it down into your spirit, because the more you speak it, the more it gets down into your spirit. That is so important. When the devil comes at you, and he is the one that is the rapid-fire accuser of the brethren. He is trying to shoot you down, steal your sleep, steal your joy. No, not happening. You know what? I am going to believe God's word. I am going to speak God's word. I am going to love the word of God and not be easily offended. Because great peace have those who believe, who love God's word and don't, they're not offended. Romans 15, 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. So, evil unbelief, right? We're talking about the lack of joy comes through unbelief. Joy and peace come through believing. So when we are believing what the Word of God says, we have joy, we have peace. It's ours. But if we're meditating on what we hear on the 5 and 6 o'clock news, if we're meditating on what we hear from work, if we're meditating on what we hear from the doctor, we're going to start losing joy. We're going to let that joy, that peace is going to be stolen from us. We need to meditate. If the doctor says, Dwight, you have cancer, you have 4 weeks to live. Amen. I get to go see Jesus. Either that or I'm going to be healed and I'm going to shove it in the devil's face for the rest of my walking on this earth. I can't win. I can't lose for winning. If I die, I get to be with Jesus. If I live and conquer this, I got a testimony like what Alishka said yesterday. The miracles that happened to Anthony when he was a baby. Stuff that the doctor said, we can't even explain it. We have no idea how this happened. Yet, it came about. Amen. Multiplied times. Man, that is just... fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Abound in hope. I've talked to you guys about hope before. Hope is a positive use of your imagination. Every time the Bible uses the word imagination, it's a negative. But hope, that's the positive use of your imagination, seeing what God wants you to see about yourself, the truth of the Word of God. See yourself being victorious. 2 Corinthians 8:2. Look at this wonderful example. how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. Liberality, giving. Their generosity. They had deep poverty. They had great affliction because the devil was trying to steal the word they just heard. This is the Corinthian church. They just heard it from Paul. They started believing the word of God, and the devil's like, I'm going to steal from you. You are not following this guy. Yet, they believed God so much that in abundance of affliction and out of deep poverty, they still gave. Because they were like, you know what? God's word says, I'm going to give and I'm going to have an abundance, so I'm going to give out of my poverty so that my poverty is ended. I'm not going to let this affliction steal my joy. I'm going to meditate on what the Word of God says, and that's going to bring me joy. Yeah. Galatians chapter 5. Tom just said this. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. Peace. You know what? If you don't have peace, it's hard to have joy. If you don't have love, it's hard to have joy. You can't go around hating everybody all the time and be joyful. You got to have the understanding of God's love for you. When you understand how much God loves you, it is going to bring joy. Love, peace, and joy. The fruit of the Spirit is joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Man, fruit of the Spirit. Your ability to endure in times of affliction. That's what long-suffering is. To have patience, to endure. Knowing that, you know what? I don't care what you're saying. I've got God's promises. That's my right. So get out of here, devil. It's mine. All right? You're not stealing my joy. You're not stealing my health. You're not stealing my money. But he's pretty good at, you know, oh, man. The refrigerator broke, and now I got to replace the refrigerator when I just thought I had enough money to take my wife on a really nice date. Maybe even out of town for a weekend, because that's about what a refrigerator costs now. Colossians 1, 10 and 11. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. How do we increase in the knowledge of God? Through the Word. Speak the Word. Read the Word. Meditate on the Word. Life tries to make you so busy, you don't have time to read a chapter. It's so hard. Believe me, I don't read the Bible every day, but man, the days I do, things go better. Try to set aside a period of time to just read, and don't read it thinking about something else. Happens to me all the time. Read it out loud, that'll prevent that. Because then your brain's going to have to shut up and hear what your mouth is saying. But then if you find yourself thinking you don't know what you just read, go back up and reread it. Focus on the Word of God, because it is building faith inside of you. It is building hope inside of you. It is conquering unbelief inside of you. Amen. It's the sword of the Spirit, and it's going to cut that unbelief out of your life. Verse 11, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. I am strengthened. I say this verse so much. When I, you know, start feeling down, when I start feeling weak, if I start feeling sick, I am strengthened with all power. All. You know what that word all means? That means all. Okay, in the Greek and in the Hebrew, it means all. It means everything, nothing left out. I am strengthened with all power, power to believe God's word, power to speak God's word, power to understand God's word. I am strengthened with all power according to his glorious might for the ability to stand firm with patience and joy. That's what that means. I'm going to stand firm with patience and joy. I am going to endure. I am going to see God's word manifest in my life because I'm not settling for your lies, devil. You're not stealing my joy. And I'm not perfect in this. Trust me. My wife could tell you. I'm learning this. I'm teaching you what I'm learning. 1 Thessalonians 1:6. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. So again, affliction is coming on these people. The devil's trying to steal the word, but they're sticking to their joy. They're believing what the Holy Spirit says. They're believing the word of God. They're maintaining their joy. Don't let the devil steal it. But you're going to have to maintain it because the devil is going to bring affliction in your life to try and steal that word. That's what he does. He lies, he steals. He is the father of lies, the Bible says. James 1:2. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Man, sometimes you are so tempted to smack whoever it is that's bringing you, but they're not your enemy, it's the devil. So get the word of God out and smack him with it. That's where we need to be. 1 Peter 4:13. Going a little bit over here, but we're almost done. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ, the anointed one. Remember that word Christ. That word means anointed. The sufferings of the anointed one, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. What? Hey, what did his glory be revealed? The manifestation of his word in your life. When somebody comes up to you and offers you a job that's 15, 20% more than you were making, is that going to make you happy? It's a manifestation. When the doctor comes up and says, I don't know what happened, but there is like no trace of cancer in your body. I don't know. We can't explain it. It's just gone. Okay? That's going to bring joy in your life. Exceeding. You're going to be glad with exceeding joy, right? That's what he's talking about here. He says, look, the manifestation of the word of God is going to bring you joy, but it's not going to manifest if you're not meditating on that word. Because that word is what's going to bring the joy in the beginning. That word is what's going to give you enough joy to look at the doctor and he tells you you're dying and go, hallelujah, thanks, doc. I get to go to heaven or I get to shove it in the devil's face. I'm loving this. You can choose to have joy when you believe God's word. Okay? You can choose to have joy when you believe God's word. You're going to fail to have joy when you are not believing God's word. When you are listening to those lies of the devil when he's trying to steal from you. When you're listening, well, like I said in the beginning, right? That, oh, you're not going to be able to talk tomorrow because your throat is going to be so sore, you're going to be sounding like a frog. And I immediately rejected that. Okay? You cannot listen to the lies of the devil and be full of joy. Because that's what he's after. If you're believing God's word, you're going to be full of joy. If you're going to let the devil lie to you and start thinking God's word's not going to come true, you know, it all begins in the mind. The battle is between your ears. I know I've said that before, but it's the truth, and I'm going to keep saying it. The battle is in your ears. You know what? Let's look at, sorry, Steve, you don't have this. I don't know if you can put it up real quick. 2 Corinthians 10:5. The battle is in the mind, right? Thanks, Steve. Casting down imaginations. Thoughts that are contrary to God's word. When you see yourself, you're like, oh man, I just don't feel good right now. And oh, I better go to the doctor. He's probably going to tell me I'm dying. No, that's an imagination. Cast it down. okay? Oh, my gosh. All these bills are coming due. I got the six-month insurance bill coming due. I got all these other bills coming due. How am I going to have enough money? That's an imagination. God, my God shall supply all your need is the truth. Okay? Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What's the knowledge of God? The Word of God. That exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of the anointing. Not a person, a thing, the anointing. That anointing that raised Jesus from the dead, it is inside of you. You got to remember that. When the Bible says Christ, sometimes it's talking about the anointing, that anointing power that raised Jesus from the dead that dwells on the inside of you. Don't give in. That power is enough to destroy the devil. Amen. All right? Don't. Taking into captivity every thought. That is so hard to do, to stay on top of your mind. When those thoughts start coming and they're the seed of the devil, that are contrary to the Word of God, they're exalting themselves against the knowledge of God. Uh-uh, devil. No. No. This is what the Word says. This is what I'm going to believe. I have an abundance for every good work. My God supplies all my need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Checkbook, quit lying to me. Harvest, you come into me now. I have it. My God supplies. Sorry, I'm getting excited here. John 16:24. This is the kicker right here. Let me tell you, I don't think there's one Christian in 2,000 that really believes this verse. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive that your joy may be full. What is it? This is Jesus talking these chapters right here, 14, 15, 16. Jesus is talking to his disciples. Are you his disciple? Yes. The Bible says if you believe his word, you're his disciple. So don't think that this doesn't apply to you. If you believe God's word, you're his disciple. He's talking to his disciples right before he leaves. Tomorrow, he's gone. Tomorrow, he's hanging on a cross. You think he's not trying to get across to them the most important things he can possibly get across to them? Man, this is full. That your joy may be... He wants you to have joy. He wants you to have what you ask for. You ask for it. Act for it in his name. It's your right. But let me tell you, the devil is going to do everything he can to steal it because the last thing he wants you to think is that you can have whatever you ask for. Now, if you're asking for somebody else's wife, you're asking amiss, as James said. All right? But if you're asking for something that is promised to you in this Word of God, it's your right. Jesus paid for it. He paid for your healing. He paid for your prosperity. He paid for your peace of mind. What more can you ask? Amen. It's all yours. Amen. But we got to focus on the Word of God. We got to take every thought captive. That is what is going to bring us the joy, is when we refuse to think on those things that are making us sad, and we make ourselves think on the joy of what God's Word has promised to us. That's where it's at. Go ahead, Kim. You can clap all you want because it's right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you for the Word of God that brings joy. Thank you for the promises of God that have been paid for by that blood that's applied to me. Thank you, Jesus, for joy and peace in believing your word. Thank you for your word come to life on the inside of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.